Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coming up on TMS, Beef Stroganoff.
Sir Adam of the Ants.
See big or go home.
Diarrhea. Yay.
Cat redistribution.
Just look for the guy beating the boss.
Going to California with a something, something, something.
Pokemon Crimson and Clover.
That is not Julia Roberts.
Muhammad Algebra Ali.
Art thou gangster?
The boot literally went up my ass.
Cold, stiff, but still alive.
Hard to see the junk under the fur.
Bobby Royale and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Do you hate yourself and your family, but hate haircuts even more? Introducing the Flowbee Precision Haircutting System.
You lying piece of shit!
The Morning Stream. They mostly come in the morning. Mostly.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's Monday, February 28, 2022. I'm Scott. He's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott. Happy Monday to you. What a great week this is going to be. I'm kind of going into Randy territory. Hey, how you doing? I'm fine. Good to hear it. And,
yeah, it's like he eight shots of espresso before he gets on mic.
That's right.
Exactly. Brian's going to California, going to Anaheim this week.
I'm going to California with a... what's the song? Going to California with something on my mind. What's the word I'm missing there? California with something on my mind. With a,
I don't know. I just know take California.
This woman with flowers in her hair.
I don't know what that is. No idea.
Aching in my heart. That's it. It's an aching in my heart. Going to California with an aching in my heart.
Oh.
Nothing on my mind.
But you're not actually doing that. You're going with no feeling.
Yeah, I have no aching and no heart.
Just going to have fun. You know, it's weird. I didn't even realize this, but my had it been 1 week different, you'd be there when Nick is there. He's there with his girlfriend's family right now.
Oh, really? What? Yeah. Right now?
Yeah, this week, like this second, he's there. He's in Disneyland today.
Well, when is he? Oh, he's in Disneyland today. Well, what, you know, when does he come back?
Well, they're only going to be there till... Oh, actually, good point.
Yeah, because I am there this week, Scott. You're like...
Maybe there's some crossover.
Not going a different week, they're there this week.
You might be right about some crossover here. I'm trying to see when he comes home, though. I think it might be Wednesday. Oh, you know what? You're gonna be there. You'll be there for a full day. You'll be there.
Well, the Venn diagram will overlap for one full day. Although it'll be technically won't be, right? Because if he's coming back, we get there tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, and he might be. They may be summing it up by then, or whatever.
Probably summing it up. Yeah, we're not going to Disney until Wednesday.
Gotcha. Well, if by chance it happens, then the world will truly be our oyster. Yes. Hey, it's good to have you here. Let's get to remember that thing about frozen iguanas we talked about a little bit.
Oh yeah, they were freezing and falling from trees in Miami.
It was Florida, and they were warning residents like be careful. Unseasonably cold weather means
don't
falling
kick
iguanas.
Them. Don't throw them.
They're often not dead. They're just hibernate. You know, they're in like cryogenic
dormant
sleep.
Yeah.
So Johnny C. wrote in about that story and says, iguanas, we have a story. Hi, TMS. When I was a child, we had a pet iguana. He had an outside enclosure on our back porch. One day he escaped. Did he escape or did you guys leave it open is my question.
Like you finally jimmied the lock with a...
Yeah. He didn't get a little spoon from Red like years ago and has been digging a hole the whole time behind a poster. Like we know there's more to it than that. Anyway, one day escape. We looked all over for him for a few days. A couple of months later, it was beginning to get cold and it had been raining overnight. The next morning, we found a cold, stiff, but still alive iguana in our front yard. My dad said he got too cold overnight and was probably living up in a tree and fell out when it got too cold. I never believed the story until this round of news, and now it seems plausible. Cheers,
oh,
Johnny
totally.
C.
Yeah, he probably climbed the tree. That's why he couldn't find him, and then he froze up there. And
I feel like in some small way we brought Johnny C. some closure. You know, all these years.
Yeah,
later.
I think so too. I know. Finally. Mm-hmm. Johnny C. But your cat really did die and didn't go to live up in a farm upstate.
No. Yeah, that one, that story they
my
told
mom
you.
Still sticks to that story. Like, we had two cats, Napoleon and Shasta.
Yeah.
Napoleon probably should have been called Josephine because when she got pregnant, it seemed like a big surprise.
But, oh, yeah. It's hard to see their junk under all that fur. It's really, you just never know.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
And, you know, one day they were gone, and my mom and stepdad said, no, we sent them to live in a farm out east on the Eastern Plains where they would have lots of, you know, room to play and mice to chase and all that stuff. And I still to this day don't believe them. And I'm like, all right, as an adult, maybe she'll come clean with me, right? She'll say, yeah. Oh, no, okay, yeah, we had to get rid of them or something. Mm-hmm. She still stands by the, we sent them to a farm to go live the rest of their days and chase mice. And
is there still, I mean, isn't there a way that you could like go, you could find out if that farm exists, right? I mean, the cat's not going to be there,
true.
But you could find out if this place ever existed.
I could say, all right, tell me the farm. Like,
yeah.
But what am I going to do? Like show up there and say, got any pictures of the cats you guys took in about,
Well, at the very least, you could say, did you guys have a habit of taking cats in if somebody didn't want them? Because that would have to be the deal, right? You don't just randomly find a farmer and go, you want a cat? It doesn't work that way.
No,
so,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think he's there. If you wanted to do the detecting, I bet you could find out.
I probably could. It would take a lot more work than I think I want to put into it. I'd much rather have her just tell me the truth.
And, yeah, just have her go, oh, okay, fine. We killed the cat and ate it. Okay?
Exactly. Yes.
Are you happy now? You ate the cat and you didn't
just,
even know
just
it.
Just come clean. It's got to be eating you up inside.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we did this one. I shouldn't say we did this once. We had a cat once that the kids loved and Kim and I hated. Mm-hmm. Have I told this story? The one that jumped out of the car?
No. No.
Not talked about that? I think I might have mentioned
it. Yes, you did. Yeah. Oh, and I hate this story.
Yeah. We took it to give somebody.
Yes.
And the kids didn't know we were doing it. Carter's in the chat, so she may be hearing this for the first time. We took the, I don't even remember the name of the cat. It's the cat was at the devil. But we on the way there, and Carter, you'll know where this is out in Lehigh on that one big long road that before the highway over there, it's all we had to go up and down in. Anyway, he jumped out the window when the window was open and took off and just slammed into a bush and disappeared. And that was the last we saw him. And I don't know what we told her or them, mostly her because she's sure the one that cares.
Yeah, we took him to, and there was a nice old lady who took the cat and was going to take care of it and all that stuff.
We may have said all of those things, and it left scratches on me with the jump because it leaped off of me and like gouged my arm on the way out, and it was a nightmare. That cat, I hated it. Hated that cat. It was a horrible animal, horrible creature. We weren't going to go kill it though, or just throw it away somewhere. We had in mind where we were going to take it, but he decided he had his own ideas, and who knows where he roams today.
Wow.
Ooh. Anyway.
Wow.
Hey,
you know, this last weekend had a relatively mild weekend, you know, in a month full of really busy weekends. I mean, come on, seeing the Wienermobile and going to, you know, this and that and running here and flying there and all that stuff. But mellower weekend this last weekend, except for one thing. We went out to dinner with the sales manager of the Plaza Hotel Las Vegas.
Oh, my. Oh, that's right. That's right. You mentioned this yesterday.
We're all going to be staying in a month and a half at the end of April.
Yeah, yeah.
She never brought up the shirts.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Yeah.
I've been on pins and needles about this. Yeah, I was nervous, but I'm good. I'm glad. I'm glad we're not still on the hook for the shirts. That's good.
It was great. So they love our group. Like, we're one of their favorite groups that comes in because we're not
dicks,
destructive or obnoxious or demanding. Like, we don't say, "Hi, I'm part of the Salesforce group, and you guys haven't replaced the soaps in my bathroom."
Yeah, even the time in 2018 where we got, or was it that event where we got kind of locked out of our rooms on one of the towers for a while because the elevators were busted or something? Even then, we didn't complain. We just sat out there and just chilled.
No, we're fun. We're a welcoming group. When there was a delay in the board game ballroom a couple of years ago, no one well, except for me, probably. I was probably the worst one. You ran down to the front desk and demanded entry and stuff like that. I didn't even do that. I said, "Hey, is somebody coming up? Because we're all waiting outside the ballroom to get in and play some Settlers of Catan. If you could let us in, this one-night werewolf isn't going to play itself."
Yeah, no kidding.
No, that's, the King of Tokyo is calling.
That's right. Now, that's cool. Did she say anything like, "And so we've decided to give you the whole place for free"?
She did not say that.
That's unfortunate.
She we talked about the history of downtown. She's been there for a long time, working in various hotels, and her husband is also a city council person, but he's a city council person for Las Vegas as opposed to James, who's a city councilman for Boulder City. Mm. And so it was amusing to have, you know, this weird city councilman connection. Councilman connection.
Wow.
But it was a really, really good time. Mexican food downtown, hung out there after a full day of playing Pokemon Go for Johto Day, like the Johto tour.
Oh yeah, we had a bunch of people. Even Steven was going to ask, but he's not here today. But everybody wanted to know if Brian was all up in the Pokemon Day. I guess she did take part.
I was. Yeah. It's separate from, I think there's a whole other kind of Pokemon Day. Not whole other. Like, it's part of this. Mm-hmm. But Johto was the big event in Pokemon Go, and it was like a 10-hour catch as much as you can, and shinies were increased. I was playing a little bit while we were doing Playdate with Brian and Kit. And I still managed to beat you guys.
I don't know how you did that. You were catching Pokemon and still won. That was really annoying.
It was a really good time. It was a good day. A lot of people are kind of, a little disappointed with the event. I'm a little bit disappointed with the shiny rates. I didn't get a single shiny Pokemon until 2:30, and the event began at 9. And there were supposed to be increased chances for shiny.
What was the percentage increase, do you know? Like, how
no
much?
Idea. No. Like one 100th of a percent increase in shinies or something. But I think even playing regularly, like, if I played nonstop the way I did in morning and early afternoon, I would have caught at least one shiny by then, normal rates. Mm, so.
Gotcha. Do you like those new Pokemon they introduced? It's kind of cute.
For the new game, the new Switch game coming out.
That little gator.
This year?
That little gator one. I want one of those.
Yeah.
Those are cute.
It's crazy to see a brand new, not just a reskinning or a new Switch version, but a brand new Pokemon-style Pokemon game coming out. Not Arceus. Different from Pokemon Arceus. Yeah. But I have decided that since I am taking my Switch, and I can't play Astroneer on a plane without a lot of work to make it comfortable.
Sure.
If that makes sense. The screen... I need a bigger screen to play Astroneer than the little Switch screen. Even the OLED screen probably wouldn't be enough, because when it's like, "Oh, okay, yes, you want to make some tungsten carbide? You need these materials," and it's in the teeniest type that I can barely see on the regular TV screen, and trying to see it on a little tiny. So I'm going to buy Pokemon Arceus and play it on the plane right out to California this week. Going to try it out.
Well, let me know what you think. I think that game, from what I've heard, that game is very cool and would be a Pokemon game I would enjoy, given its open worldness and sort of a fresh take on combat and stuff like that. But the other one's what? Crimson, it's called, I think? The new
one? There's two of them, right? It's Crimson.
Crimson and something else. What's our other color?
Maroon.
Maroon. No. Really? No. Corduroy. No?
Crimson and Clover. Those are the new Pokemon games, and you catch them like this. Scarlet and Violet. That's it.
Scarlet and Violet.
Violet? Really? Okay.
Yeah, you're turning Violet.
I hate games that make you want to buy two copies of it. And I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying they'd like you to. They'd be thrilled if you got both. Kind of annoys me.
Yeah, but give us a discount. Like, if you're going to do that, then say, all right, well, you've bought the digital version of Scarlet. We'll give you Violet for one-third the price. Just the add-on. Yeah. The Violet DLC.
The Violet DLC. But this is Nintendo. Yeah. They don't do things like that.
No, it could mean it's crazy.
Well, Johnny C., thanks for the email and your iguana thing. I don't know how we did move on to the whole dinner thing.
I've been talking about the plaza this whole time, Scott.
Yeah.
We are pretty close to being able to announce a couple more of the events and things going on, but probably at the end of this week we'll be able to. But they're telling me that we are killing it as far as rooms. Every time they increase the number of rooms, you tadpoolers snatch them up and sell them out. So I'm getting an updated punch list, basically a count of how many people we're expecting and that sort of thing.
The best news is COVID numbers are low right now.
They are. They're going, it's like great everywhere.
We're getting drops. I mean, I wish it was perfect. We still had 400 cases here in the States, but that's a lot, or in my state, but that's a lot lower than 14,000 like a month ago or whatever it was.
It's this current drop is almost unbelievable. I'm not going to say it like there's a conspiracy, but it's an unbelievable drop in 2 years of slow declines and rapid inclines.
Yeah. Some people,
it's almost like somebody accidentally got the graph wrong. Well, backwards or something.
A lot of people actually, I probably think that, but the truth of it is I think Omicron had a fast fall off once it took its toll, you know, like a quick
all right, what's the, you know, the COVID sitting there going, all right, how can I just get this over with and infect everybody all at the same time and then have some people now immune to it because they've got the antibodies from it.
I wish we could communicate it. I wish we could call it on the phone and go, COVID, we have an idea. There's this guy. He's a warm body. His name is Vladimir Putin. All you have to do, all of you gang up at once. There's no way he blocks you. And don't infect anyone else. I like, you know, the Russian people are fine. Leave them alone. But just him. You know,
and if you could hit a Ted Cruz on the way, that'd be, you know, we'd be totally fine with that.
On
the way to Putin, hit a Ted Cruz or two.
Yeah, smack a Ted Cruz on your way, you'll be fine. We're going to, some listeners going to be mad because he loves Ted Cruz, but what are you going to do?
Fine. Oh, no, don't stop listening, Ted Cruz fan.
Yeah.
What will we do?
What will we do? All right, moving on. Hey, we're going to play Battle Royale, freaky Monday edition or whatever it's called. Normally, Freaky Dunaway's Monday. Here. Dunaway has a funeral today, so he will not be with us. However, he's not the one. He's fine. He's okay. Just not, I don't want to freak anybody out. He's attending a funeral.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
And as a result, we're bringing our pal Bobby in his place. So hold on to your butts, because here it comes. I lost my place. There it is right here. Here you go. Hey, look what it is and how it is. It's Mr. Bobby Frankenberger, or as he says in the thing, Booby Frankenbooger, joining us in place of Brian Dunaway today to play a little bit of the Battle Royale. Hello, what's going on?
Oh, hi. Is that what I'm supposed to say? Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
That's exactly what you're supposed to say. And then we're supposed to say, happy birthday, Bobby.
That's right. It's your birthday. Oh, how you feel, man? A 1 year older, 1 year wiser, or whatever the deal is? There?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. I'm sitting here hoping as I refresh my email that on my birthday I'll get the email from Steam Steam Deck.
Same. I was supposed to be in the round they're doing now, and I haven't gotten anything. So
I'm in the quarter one round as well. So any day now.
Yeah, any day now. I kind of thought they would that everybody in the first round would just have their emails like all at once, but I guess they're still. I don't know what
they're doing. Trickling them out.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But excited about that device. Anyway, it's good to have you here, and welcome to the show. Hey, Brian, why don't you explain what this is and how Bobby's involved?
All right. All right. So welcome to the morning, Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you two the answers. I'm going to be giving Scott and Bobby a category and six possible answers. Three of those answers are correct and three of them are blatant lies. Depending on how confident you feel with the category, you can provide one, two, or three guesses. But if you get any of those guesses wrong, you get 0 points for that round. If you guess one, get it right, you get a point. If you guess two and get them both right, you get a bonus point, so you get 3 points. And if you guess all three correct answers, you get them right, you'll get 2 bonus points and get 5 points total. The player with the most points after 3 rounds wins the prize for their contestant, and I'm pulling contestants from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Scott?
Nothing. You're good. You're all good. Something just made me laugh.
Numbers I threw at you.
It caught me as it was very mathy, and I just my brain went.
I wish there was an easier way to describe the point scheme and just say, "All right, you get a point for every right answer, and a bonus point if you get two bonus points if you get three."
And in actual play, it all makes sense, right? We don't have any problem with it while we're doing it, but in the description, it always it's like those instruction manuals, and by the time you read that part, you go, "Well, you know what? We'll just play one and see how we do." That's kind of where we're at with it.
I always picture Claire and that animated GIF that I think is Julia Roberts with all of the math numbers like appearing in front of her face looking all confused.
It
is not Julia Roberts.
It's a bad looking Julia Roberts clone. All right, let's get to this. Scott, you're going to be playing for Jason Jackson in Surrey, UK.
Wow. I don't know who that is, but now I wish I was playing for Jason.
I know. Apparently, that's who you want to be playing.
I don't know him either, but I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled.
Bobby, you're going to be playing for Scott Kosteres in Ames, Iowa. And I'm pretty sure I got you that last name.
Hell yeah!
Boom!
There you go.
All
right.
No booze. We think they're all great, and I hope they all
win. We think those are all...
I tried to back away from the microphone. I hope that...
You did
a very good job. It wasn't loud at all. It totally wasn't loud. Somebody find that GIF. I mean, I know it's not Julia Roberts, but it looks like a person made to look like Julia Roberts.
All right. I still can't picture it, so someone get that.
Oh, really? Then somebody definitely needs to find that GIF.
I thought it was the closer. The closer lady.
Kara Sedgwick?
Oh, Kara Sedgwick, maybe. Does she look like she look like her a little, maybe?
There it is right there.
Pops and recline.
Oh. I don't know who that is. Is that who that is?
No. I don't think that's Kara Sedgwick. I don't know who that is. Somebody says they think it looks like Katie Sackhoff. Jedi 71 thought it was Julia Roberts as well.
I don't know who it is. No idea.
I mean, definitely not Julia Roberts, but...
She could just be some rando, but... Is she in a TV thing? I don't know. Oh, yeah. Who's Renata Sora? Who is that?
It's got to be a made-up thing.
That's not real, is it?
Renata Sora.
Hold on, really? I'm looking it up. Oh, it is her. Wait.
Yeah, apologies to Renata Sora.
That is a real person.
She's a Brazilian actress. How much is a Brazilian?
Yeah.
From the scene from the telenovela Senhora do Destino.
Oh, my Lord. So none of us were right. All of us were wrong.
The original telenovela did not have math being solved in front of her face.
Yeah, that was the meme part. Someone added the meme-ish to it.
Someone added the meme part to it, yeah.
All right,
anyway. you guys ready? Should we do this?
Yeah.
I forgot what we were doing here. This morning half-asses game?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's play it.
All right. Category number one.
Wait! I forgot.
Telenovela fans.
There you go. I forgot. I have to show this for the.
Show it to the chat room.
Sorry, my bad. 1 second. Okay. I forgot. He made this really convenient second screen, and then I didn't show it.
Right.
Now I'm showing it. Yes. Okay. Now we're good. Okay, Brian, go ahead.
Okay. People who have been knighted by the Queen. So I'm going to give you a list of 6 people who've been knighted by the Queen. 3 of them are true. Three of them are false.
All right.
Your choices are Bill Gates, Angelina Jolie, Edward Snowden, Bob Hope, George Lucas, and Michael Jackson.
3 of these?
3 of those people have been knighted by the Queen.
I would have said no on all these.
Oh, my gosh. That's what makes this a good selection of names, right? Is that I don't believe any of them.
Yeah, I don't. Right. I really don't believe any of these. I really don't. I'm at a loss here, but I'm gonna do my best.
So the question is, do I try to risk it or do I play it safe for
that's the game, man. That's you figured out that is the
that's literally the game.
So exciting.
Yeah, that's the game. In the commercial, they would say, "Do I play it safe or do I?" That's what they'd say in the ad, and then they'd say, "Don't touch his funny bone." May I?
And
play?
Then all the chips fall down, and then we say, "Pretty sneaky, sis." And thank you, Easter Bunny. Bok bok
bok bok.
Come over for a party.
Yep. And then some gloob thing about gloob at the end.
That's right. All right. Both players have locked in. We're all over the board here. I love it. Bobby, you have picked Bob Hope and Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Scott, you have also picked Bob Hope, but also George Lucas. Mm-hmm. Let's see how you guys did. Both incorrect. George Lucas, Michael Jackson have not been knighted by the Queen. Bob Hope has, as well as Bill Gates and Lady Angelina Jolie.
Really? Why, though? Why would Bill, why do you knight Bill Gates? That's weird.
And of course, Edward Snowden. Come on now.
Yeah,
people.
I was thinking entertainers, because I feel like that's what I hear all the time, is that various people that I know about have been knighted are all, like, entertainers. You know, you've got, now I can't think of any entertainers. So,
Well, I always think of British ones, like Sir Patrick Stewart, or
like John Cleese is probably knighted, and
Elton John, people like that. But then if you talk about Americans, I would have said, if you had put a gun to my head and said, "Are any of these?" I'd say no. It's like none of these people should have knights.
I dub thee Sir Adam of the Ants.
He's not knighted,
I don't think he's knighted.
Oh, man.
I don't think so, anyway. All right, let's get to question number two.
Yeah.
Isn't this how it happened last time? You just ended up with 0 points all the way to the end.
No, somebody's always won at least with a single point, so.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten to the third question, though. The first time we got to the third question before anybody got any points.
Yeah.
Question number two, English words of Arabic origins. So these are words you're familiar with. In English, but they come to us from the Arabic language. Your choices are algebra, altitude, allergy, albatross, alphabet, and alcohol.
Three are correct, yes.
Three are correct, three are incorrect. Three of these come from the Arabic language. Three of them are just flat-out lies.
Do you come up with these responses yourself?
I do not.
Okay, well, I was wondering because I was going to say
you were going to be impressed
kudos
by the fact
to you
that I
because
did.
They all start with al.
Yeah.
So,
I have a Jeopardy player that I defeated. Well, I didn't defeat him. I was beating him for a while in Jeopardy. A guy named Ken Jennings is one of the creators of this game. And I've stolen questions.
Ken Jennings of Jeopardy
of
fame?
Of Jeopardy fame, yes. Of non-drinking Jeopardy fame.
Also,
I was beating for a little bit.
Yeah, also briefly. Of Utah Connection fame.
Utah Connection!
Guy grew up in Logan and used to play board games with my sister, Wendy. She can confirm that, by the way. I always tell that story and people are like, play board games. I said, no, I didn't, but my sister Wendy did. Anyway.
That is so awesome. And was he really good at them? Like,
was it
non-trivia based?
No, he was very good. It was like playing with you in a trivia game. It was very, he'd kick ass at all the kinds of games. Like, he's gamified to his core, everything about him. Okay. I think his brain's just built different, but he's a nice guy, though. Super nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, you see, I would agree with that. He is a very nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby, you've locked in with algebra. Playing it safe with one answer. Let's see if that one's right. Scott, you've locked in with two, algebra and alphabet. Let's see what the correct answer is.
I'm going to be so mad if alphabet was right, because I was going to pick that as the second one.
Hovering over that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alphabet is Greek. Algebra, albatross, and alcohol all come from Arabic origin.
Shoot.
Altitude, allergy, and alphabet do not.
I knew algebra was, because there's a lot of math stuff that comes out of the Mideast, but the alphabet.
Well,
so then I was
algebra was, I think, invented by an Arabic mathematician.
Yeah, like a lot of different math
Joe Algebra, I think, was his name.
Yeah, Joe Algebra.
Yes.
Yeah. Muhammad Algebra was his full name.
Algebra Al-Abin.
Algebra Al-Abin. Yeah. I love when Kim makes that on Friday nights. Mmm, so good. Steamy hot in the winter. Yes.
Carter anyway. Is hazing you in the chat room, Scott. Yeah, Alpha, Greek.
Like, oh, yeah, duh. Right Alpha, duh.
Oh, that's true. So, I'm so glad I didn't pick it.
Okay,
that way I don't
I'll quit making
like
fun of her high school. It was not as bad as I said.
All right, let's see how you guys do with geography. I'm going to name six structures.
I
want you to tell me.
Geography.
Oh, no. What a wonderful world this would be. I'm going to name six structures. You're going to tell me if they are the tallest structures in their cities apart from radio towers. So the tallest structures in their cities, not counting radio towers. The Gateway Arch of St. Louis, the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., the Four Seasons Hotel in Miami, the Transamerica Pyramid in San Francisco, the Empire State Building in New York, and the Prudential Tower in Boston. Three of those show the chat room, the answer board, Scott.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I wasn't even
before
aware.
Before Claire has a conniption.
Claire, are you all right? Are you going to be okay? All right, let's see. I think I know
All right,
know
so
these.
Gateway Arch, Washington Monument, Four Seasons Hotel, Transamerica Pyramid, Empire State Building, Prudential Tower.
I wasn't even aware that some of these were buildings.
Oh, really? The Four Seasons Hotel?
Exactly, yes.
That's
Who's
right,
heard of
the name.
That?
Yeah, who's heard of a hotel?
There's a pyramid in San Francisco? Who knew?
I didn't know that. I've been there a bunch of
times.
You've
seen it. You've totally seen it.
I must have, because I've been there many times and thought I'd seen everything, but apparently not that.
I'm taking forever on these, aren't I?
You're fine. No, look, you're a point ahead. I think maybe whatever you're doing is what I should be doing.
I'm going for gold this time.
Yeah, you guys have both locked in, and both locked in with three answers each.
Oh, boy.
Let's see how well you guys do. The Gateway Arch, the Washington Monument, you guys both said both of those. Scott, you said the Empire State Building. I'm sorry, Bobby, you said the Empire State Building. And Scott, you said the Prudential Tower in Boston. Let's see how you guys did. Yep, Empire State Building is shorter than the One World Trade Center replacement that they put up.
Oh,
and Prudential Tower in Boston is shorter than the John Hancock Tower. But you guys did get Gateway Arch and Washington Monument. Four Seasons Hotel in Miami. Like any of us know what that freaking looks like.
No, but I bet you it's shorter than most really high things because they don't go super high in Miami because of hurricanes.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how am I supposed to know what a tall building is in Miami? It probably got blown over.
That's the whole that's the whole point. Yeah. So even their tallest is like some other city's shortest. But it made sense on the Gateway thing because they never show anything but that when you get pictures of that place. And I just
It just looks like flat land with this huge arch.
Yeah.
Dang.
And I knew Washington Monument for sure. I've been to D.C. a couple of times, and I knew that as a fact. But I didn't think about the because I thought I was being clever. I was like, oh, it's the Empire State Building wasn't the tallest before 9/11.
Right.
But then I didn't realize that the replacement was taller.
Yeah, One World Trade Center is taller. And then in San Francisco, so the Transamerica Pyramid is that really tall building that has basically comes to a point like a pyramid. I mean, it's like a super elongated pyramid, but the Salesforce Tower now is the tallest building in San Francisco.
Oh, right. You know what? I see it now. Now I know what it is. In my head, I'm picturing a pyramid, but.
Yeah. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I was thinking the pyramids at Giza.
Yeah.
That's what I could tell you were thinking more of a pyramid-y pyramid as opposed to a tall building, an elongated pyramid.
I didn't realize that. So what's hilarious about that building to me is the more you move up, whoever rents whatever floor for their company, you have like 1 to 2 less offices per floor. Like further you go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Do you have
it's
anything
like
on the bottom?
He was super excited. Hey, I'm getting the penthouse suite at the Luxor. But they're like hunched over the whole time. And
I want to know. I would love to know what that top floor looks like. Oh, man. That must be something in there.
At Luxor or at Transamerica?
Transamerica. Or either one. Yeah. I'll take either or, man. I think there's something about the tip top of a building. That's where I want to live. Sounds amazing.
As tall as you are, I would think you would hate that.
You'd think.
Either of those places because you would hit. I, you know, when I've stayed in the Luxor in one of those pyramid rooms, no matter what, I can look at that thing and say, oh yeah, I can't get super close to that window. But whatever reason, I want to get close to the window, and I always hit my head on the glass, yeah, like trying to see out.
Every yeah. time, same here. I do the same exact
because
thing.
I want to see down. Those windows are made for looking out and up, not
yeah.
down.
Yeah, yeah. But the human body wants to look down, and so it's diametrically down. Opposed yeah. to how we live. That's why pyramids don't exist anymore in any sort of practical way.
That's right, because
everyone hits their heads.
Humanity is taller now than we were at.
That's right, much taller times. Than those ancient times. Yep.
So, congratulations, Bobby, and congratulations to Scott Kosteriz in Ames, Iowa. You're going to be getting Project Winter and Rebel Cops.
Rebel Cops!
Rebel Cops! But don't worry, Jason Jackson, Janet Jackson in Surrey, UK, Jason Jackson, you're getting a copy of Rustler.
Oh, that's Steam, a good game. So. You know what? I think he may have won this thing. Nothing wrong with Project Winter. I don't know about Rebel Cops. Project Winter's okay, though. It's a survival kind of competitive thing. But Rustler is like Grand Theft Auto if it was set in the Middle Ages.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Super okay. fun. Yeah, really, really fun game. It's like a.
It's crazy it's how kinda, this always happens, right? Where yeah. the better of the games is it goes to the loser,
yeah,
the runner up.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Like
I mean,
smash in chariot or chariot windows or whatever those things are called.
Horse no, it's and like horse and buggy. And it's a little like that. Although it's like it's mostly horses. So you're jacking horses. Well, that sounds wrong. Mm-hmm. Don't jack a horse.
That would be.
Wait, is this the story of Catherine the Great, or is it Grand Theft Auto?
But you set fire to something, and then a whole bunch of cop horses will chase you. And by that, I just mean they're law cop enforcement horses. Type middle aged guys. And there's a lot of like thee and thou, but they do it as if it's kind of gangster. It's a trip. That game's great. I really enjoyed cool. it. So they so should good. Play it. Yeah. Anyway, nice job, guys. Cool. You both get one of these here.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And we hope you play again with us sometime. Bobby, it was nice of you to step in. Thanks for hanging with us.
Not a problem. I'm going to go back to refreshing my email.
That's a great idea. Yeah, and he'll be back here on tomorrow for a science segment.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. So watch for that. We'll talk to Bobby then. And, oh, we didn't tell the people at home who won. Send Brian an email, coverville@gmail.com.
No, because I'm emailing them because
oh,
because
you have their
addresses.
Stuff. Right.
They submitted them and they, yeah.
Yeah, good yeah, point. You know, yeah, you all did this offline already. I'm thinking of Wednesdays. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you all
yeah,
know
yeah,
what to yeah, do. Yeah. You'll get your stuff and you'll be happy for it. Thank you for playing. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian, let's do this.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, everybody in the news this morning. Good morning.
It's time to do a little bit of news brought to us by
8-Bit Adventures. Hi, folks. I have a long-running webcomic art portfolio and gaming pop culture podcast, both released weekly, as well as some smaller podcast projects. This is what I imagine his voice is. I also do some gaming art and D&D streams. They're all up on 8-Bit Adventures. Let's get this website right. 8-bitadventures.com. Or you can follow on Twitch at twitch.tv/8bitadventures. That's 8-bitadventures.com or Twitch 8bitadventures.
There you go. Go check it out. Yeah. A patron of the show there.
Yeah.
A Tennessee man in the news. Let's talk about Tennessee. Why the hell not? He's accused of doing something I did to my mom once.
Please get to it quickly.
I will.
Before our imagination gets the better of
yeah,
result.
It may have already had happened. A Tennessee man accused of hitting wife with loaf of bread during a dispute. Now, I'll explain my mom's thing in a minute. An East Tennessee man accused of striking his wife with a loaf of bread during a domestic dispute, according to that sheriff's office there. Thomas Matthew Grande, or Grand, not sure how it was.
No, it's definitely Grande.
Is it Grande? Because maybe you don't think you don't think this guy maybe says Grand?
Well, in Tennessee,
that's what I'm saying. I just feel Grandy. Grand could be Grandy.
I'll meet you halfway. Grandy.
Age 53 of Sweetwater was charged with DUI, reckless driving, aggravated assault, and 2 traffic violations, according to the sheriff's office. Deputies were called to a domestic dispute on the 5th of February, about 11 p.m. Deputy Dakota Reinhardt. Cool name!
Dakota Reinhardt. Overwatch this fall.
Dakota, the new Dakota Reinhardt skin.
Drive the new Dodge Dakota Reinhardt.
It works no matter
Four
what
miles
we do.
With a gallon.
Yeah, no matter what we say, it works. It fits. He began following Grande after he saw a man back down a long driveway in an SUV, run over the gravel or run off the gravel, and then cross the center line of the highway. The guy was driving bad. So anyway, here's what happened. They did all that. Then they got in this argument. He was claiming his wife was cheating on him. When the couple got home, according to Erica Grande, her husband hit her in the face with a loaf of bread. As she was trying to leave, the woman said he hit her with a board as well. So they buried the lead. But yes, loaf of bread. Now, if it's just a loaf of bread, fine. And by fine, I mean it's not the worst thing you're going to get hit with. If it's a frozen...
Let's talk about that, okay. Because getting hit with a loaf of Wonder Bread versus a baguette are two very different things.
Yes, and they don't specify here, so there's no way for us to know. If this was just
what
a bag
worst,
of sliced
what is the
bread...
Worst? Is there something worse than a baguette to get hit with? Like
any kind of
one
hard
of those,
bread.
One of those big sourdough loaves, like teardrop-shaped sourdough loaves.
Yeah, that would hurt. Outside. That would hurt. You'd have to use both hands probably to get a good hit on, though. I don't know.
You totally would, yeah.
Yeah, it depends. You'd use
breadsticks
like
count?
Yeah, I mean, it can count.
Focaccia's greasy, but it's still soft. I think focaccia would be okay.
Yeah. Well, here's how you do it. When I was 17, my mom was mad at me because I was out too late with somebody. And I didn't come home when I said I would. And so I walked into the house, and she goes, "Where have you been?" This is the whole stereotype of that, right? Yeah. And I was so annoyed with my mom because I'm 17 and an idiot.
And you think you know better. I can do what I want.
Yeah. I look around for something just to get rid of my rage, and I see a loaf of bread on the counter. It's sealed up, and it's like a Wonder Bread loaf, you know, like sliced bread inside of a bag.
Yep.
I grabbed it without really paying any attention to it and barely noticed as I grabbed it and threw it, it was frozen, solid.
Oh.
She was thawing this bread out.
Yeah.
And I grabbed it and I threw it at her. Thankfully, I missed her by about 6 inches and it left a divot in the counter where she was standing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I felt really bad about it for a long time. I felt really bad about it. But I never hit her. She never actually hit my mom. But had it done, I would have felt terrible. I felt bad anyway.
You would have left a dent in your mom.
Yeah, I would have left a divot in mom. She forgives me these years later. I would never do it now. She's in her 80s, but at the time, I thought I was a real tough 17-year-old and you know, stuff like that. And my dad was pissed.
Yeah.
He was so mad. Oh my gosh, he came home that day and I thought I'd never seen him so. The only time I'd ever seen him angrier is me and my sister Misha got into a tussle, and I wiped peanut butter on her leg. Now you might go, "Well, big deal. It's peanut butter."
Do you have any fights at that growing up that just weren't food? Like
weren't food related? I mean, honestly, it's a fair question. My sister Tara and I got in a fight with butter once. So these are all. This is all true. But when I wiped peanut butter on Misha's leg, the problem was Misha was my dad's sky and moon. She was the one that could do no wrong. She was this little image of perfection, sweet thing, and she barely ever cried ever. So when she did, you knew it was bad, and she cried when I wiped that peanut butter on her leg. My dad, who never got physical with me at all growing up, never hit me, never, you know, did anything rough or anything at all. This one time, grabbed me and put his boot, and I am not kidding, up my butt. Because he kicked the angle at which and force at which he kicked my butt, his boot, I think, penetrated my bum that day. I was like 13, 14. I don't know what I was.
You were wearing pants.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It took all that stuff up there with
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. The whole party came up there. He didn't mean, obviously, to put a foot up my butt, but he was the most mad I ever saw him and the most physical I ever saw him get. He never even spanked when we were little. It was just like like I had really, really ruffled him wrong when I put butter on his Pride and Joy.
I'm going to sodomize you with a dingo boot and a pair of Levi's.
Oh, it was a bad moment.
Wow.
Anyway, so there you go. Let's move on to this story.
I can't imagine what he would have done to you if you really would have hit your mom with the bread, if you would have put a divot in your mom.
Right? Put a divot in my mom.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That sounds wrong. All right. Hey, look at this. We need to learn how to pronounce this. Okay. Lviv. This is the Ukrainian town. Let's see how it's pronounced. I got a YouTube thing here.
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of the city located in Ukraine, as well as how to say more interesting but often confusing names of cities, including the capital city of Ukraine. This one is located around 70 kilometers from the border with Poland. Lviv.
Okay, Lviv.
Lviv. Lviv.
If that guy is to be believed.
I don't know whether or not he's to be believed, but I've got a boner right now, so... I've learned a little something about geography and gotten erect. It's good.
Yeah. True. Brian will never say, but he actually got it when he heard the boot story. That's what really got him. Anyway.
Describe the boot to me, would you?
Was it steel-toed? Oh, man. Might have been. All right. Lviv, however you say it, it's the main city there, the capital city of...
Kiev is the capital city.
Oh, is Kiev the capital city? I thought that guy just said capital city, didn't he? He didn't. Yeah, I thought maybe.
No, I think he just said it was 70 kilometers under my navel.
So it's not. But anyway, we've been hearing a lot about it this week. There's a brewery there called Pravda. They make the beer, you know, the whatnot and the beer.
Pravda.
Pravda, not Pravda?
Pravda. Yeah, not Pravda.
Okay. Pravda. I'm going to get all these names wrong. It's a place I
Which
rarely...
Which is like the newspaper, the Russian newspaper.
Oh, is there a Russian... What's it called? Just Pravda?
It's called Pravda.
What does it stand for? Do you know what it means?
It means 90% of this is made up. I don't know what Pravda means.
I'm going to look it up. Pravda means truth. Means truth. Slovak. Truth.
Okay, well, there you go. Pravda.
If it's the Slovakian word Pravda, then it is the translation to English is truth. But it says, it says Slovak. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. In Russian, it means basically the same. It just means truth, which in that case, Russia's lying. But anyway, whatever. their brewery changed to making Molotov cocktails. They stopped making spirits and started making bombs, basically, to help defend their country against this thing.
Interesting. They've gone from mocktails to cocktails.
To full-on Molotov cocktails.
Molotov cocktails, yes.
The brewery announced the plans after Ukraine's defense ministry instructed civilians to make Molotov cocktails and resisting the invading Russian forces, according to the Kyiv Independent reporting, or the Kyiv Independent. Kyiv. Oh, that's the paper there.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. This is one of those things that we've been so familiar with the Anglification of Kyiv.
Yeah, it's never been Kyiv. It's always
through chicken Kyiv and K-I-E-V and all that. It's really pronounced Kyiv, and that's the Ukrainian spelling and pronunciation and stuff.
So. Yeah, Kyiv. It's actually good all this is happening because you got less people saying Kyiv and saying Kyiv. You have less people. I don't mean it's good that an invasion's happening. That's not what I mean. But our attention to it, one side effect is we're all
come here. Let me
things.
Put on my boots, Scott.
Yeah, get that boot ready. But like, people hopefully stop calling it the Ukraine and just call
correction.
It Ukraine.
So correction, Kyiv is the Russian pronunciation of Kyiv. That's where it came. It wasn't the Anglification. It was the
Russianification.
It was the Russianification.
So good. Kyiv is Russian. So is there a whole other town called Kyiv, or is it just that Russia calls Kyiv Kyiv?
Russia calls Kyiv Kyiv.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And Russians forced that on the world. All right.
Interesting.
Interesting
that
indeed.
Borscht and and beef. Stroganoff.
Beef stroking off. Yep. That's the one.
Horse jacking.
Hey, we did a little bit of the old discussing the cars on fire last week. Remember the ship?
Yeah, the Porsche Carrera.
Yeah. That's the one. Well, Porsche, however you want to say it. Another disputed how to pronounce a name.
That is one that I've never been sure of. Is it Porsche or Porsche?
Well, if you ask Randy Jordan, he says Porsche. Wow.
I don't ask Randy.
You don't, but I have an amazing clip of that. Hold on. I got to play it. This is amazing.
The pronunciation of the car which comes to us from France.
Hold on a second. There's a little bit of Randy in that. You're not wrong. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Oh, no, I was doing the pronunciation video you played.
No, on. I know, but I'm saying that guy sounded a little like Randy. So here's the... Let's see if I can play it. I don't know if it'll actually play ever.
By the way, does a Porsche have a stupid horn like that? I'm just curious. That was a... Really,
that's an aftermarket horn. That's third party.
Okay.
It's third party. Listen to you, Brian. You're like, it's one of those websites.
I just can't not say it's Porsche. Porsche.
Oh, I'm sorry. Porsche. There you go. You feel better now?
That's great that we even have like a clip of Randy explaining how to pronounce Porsche.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway, Porsche.
So it is Porsche.
Is it? I don't know. I mean, Randy said it was, but I've never heard anything but Porsche my whole life. So I don't know what it is. Dunaway saying Porsche is really funny.
I will tell you, I will tell all of you right now that it's not pronounced Jaguar, okay?
Yeah,
it's
definitely Jaguar. Not Jaguar.
Or Jaguar.
Yeah.
It's Jaguar.
Yeah, we had this discussion about New Orleans. It's New Orleans, not New Orleans, okay?
Yes.
We have our own, too.
New Orleans.
Carter says Poosh. Yeah, that's it. Poosh. Yeah. Well, anyway, they say they'll replace your car if it was burned on that boat.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was nice. It wasn't all Porsche on there. They had some other branded cars there. My headphones are being weird. Yeah, I got a little short going. That's not nice. There we go.
What kind of proof do they need that my car was on the boat?
Yeah, do they just need me to say it was on the boat?
Oh, Dubious Rascal found from Porsche, the company, there is a how to pronounce Porsche. I'm going to guess that they don't need to resort to long YouTube preambles to get their YouTube money.
We're about to find out. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, this has 2,783,000 views. Gosh dang.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a
There's
lot.
There's either a lot of people who didn't know how to pronounce it, or there are very few people with bad memory.
No kidding. All right, here we go. Check it out. It's taking forever.
Porsche.
Right to it. Love it. Why don't you all listen? Porsche. Listen, every other YouTube pronunciation guide. Take a tip from Porsche.
Yeah, it's like yesterday. There were two videos. I was looking for a video on how to beat a boss in a game called Axiom Verge, which I'm finally playing after 5 years, 6 years. And I was playing it, and I got to a boss fight that I could not freaking figure out. So I went to YouTube, and I said, second boss fight, Axiom Verge. And I got two videos. The top one I clicked, and the guy goes, "Hey, everybody, it's your boy Ben. We're doing a and don't forget to like and subscribe." Yeah. And then finally got to it. You know what? I got out of there before he could play it. Went to the one right now next to it. It's just a guy beating the boss like I was looking for.
See, there is something to be said for that. And you almost need to go back to that first guy and put in his comments and say, "I started watching this, realized you weren't telling me the answer I wanted, so I went somewhere else and got the answer, and too bad you can't put a link to the
yeah if you want to make overlong content for whatever it is you're doing, make a podcast or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be just
talk about, like, make an entomology podcast and talk about the histories of words and where they come from and what the pronunciation is and the actual location of Lviv.
Yeah.
And all that. But
Daniel J. Newman's right, though. Old men with YouTube makes fun of younger people with YouTubes.
Whatever.
Yeah. Although the guy was so talky, he sounded like older. So maybe it was a guy my own age. I'm just telling you, there's a way to do it. And there are plenty of kids who get it. Most of them get in there and just do the thing that I'm looking for. So Schmerps to you, Daniel J. Newman, if that is your real name.
Schmerps to you.
All right, moving on to this story. Oh, and so they'll give you your car back, or they'll pay for it.
You'll get a new car.
Yeah, that's nice. Kind of cool. And they're also going to have it by June this year, which seems fast considering all the delays on cars. So I don't know how they worked that out, but whatever. Porsche's been hoarding stuff. Who knows? Or I'm sorry. Porsche. How did you do it? Now I don't remember. What was it?
Porsche.
Okay.
All right. Bullshit.
Definitely bullshit. Final story.
It's like Yanni and Green Needle discussion. Yeah. Some people are hearing Porsche, other people are hearing bullshit.
Yep. Either way, you might be hearing bullshit. Okay, so this is hilarious to me because I think crypto is making people insane. I think there's a legitimate market, but there's plenty of people that are nuts. There was a driver that was released that was promised to get faster Ethereum mining out of your your NVIDIA GPUs. Okay, and that's how people mine. Right. They put a bunch of a farm of NVIDIA GPUs that they, you know, bought and shouldn't have because the rest of the market's struggling to get those and use them to mine Bitcoin. There's this driver that a whole bunch of people got stoked about because if you install this custom driver, the idea was you were going to get like a way more Ethereum out of your...
Faster.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. So, kept, you know, making the wait less long to mine coins. Well, guess what? It was full of viruses. Chock
Get out,
full.
Really?
Yeah. Real bad.
The viruses, not like somebody... phishing or not key logging or something. Like, yeah, a third of the Ethereum that they collect goes to me.
Yeah, well, it could be some. Actually, that's a good point. Oh. Some of that may happen. I don't know. But the way this works is basically, surprising no one, it says here, the sketchy drivers with the too good to be true performance promise turned out to be full of viruses. An extensive report shows the software package modified Windows PowerShell policies, deletes and creates new files and system directories, and causes abnormally high CPU usage, among other things. And you basically handed your computer over to bots do-batters.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice job. Nice do-batters. Job. And also, don't ever do that. Don't. I mean, I understand, but maybe do a reputable source for your things, and maybe only put drivers on your NVIDIA GPU that NVIDIA makes, like a trusted source or whatever. I don't think this has anything to do with NVIDIA getting hacked a couple of days ago or getting the attack they had. I think that's a separate thing. But yeah, don't do that. Yes, Just Genie, do-batters, I called them. They're do-batters.
I love that. Do-batters.
Yeah, do-batters.
I mean, you know exactly what there's do-gooders. There's got to be do-batters.
Yep.
Like, if there's balance in the world, then can't have one without the other.
Can't have one without the other. Anyway, those people are kind of screwed. You have to start kind of over. Like, zero your drives and start fresh, or else you're a giant virus box. So, enjoy. Hey, Brian, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to do a bunch of emails. Steven's out. Ooh. He's a little sick today. Everybody wish him well, but... you should all bombard him on Twitter. Major spoilers. Just tell him that you hope he feels better. Do that.
Oh, yeah. Do that. Okay, yeah.
I don't mean harass him.
Jeez.
Wish him to make him feel better.
Here's his home phone number.
Yeah.
In case he's not answering his text.
Here's his address. Go knock on his door. Here you go. Break time. Song time. Brian, what'd you bring?
Yeah. You know, two words that go to bed. Go to bed.
Nice.
Two words that go together better than diarrhea and yay are Connecticut and punk rock. That's three words, really. American Thrills is a band out there in Connecticut, and they have a brand new album that's going to be coming out soon on Wiretap Records. This is the first single. It's called Misfires. These guys are touring, so if you live in the New Haven, Connecticut, or Worcester, if you live in Worcester, you can see them on the 19th at the Hotel Vernon. Or if you live in Brooklyn, you can see them on the 20th. Here is the band. American Thrills and the song Misfires.
I sit in pain, surround this place. I built this life without your grace. You walk around this room, like you're just some kind of ghost. And it's been so long.
You burst out like a martyr, but you nobody saved. see how that's incredibly offensive?
Yes, I do. That's why I said it.
No ticky, no washy. This is the Morning Stream.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, Brian, what was that song one more time, please?
Sure. That is the brand new single from American Thrills. It is called Misfires.
Very nice.
Kind of a Too Much Joy Hooters kind of feel to the to the music there, especially to the vocalist. Very Too Much Joy or Hooters.
Speaking of Hooters, do you have a Hooters still?
I do have Hooters.
Like near you, like a place you can go?
Oh! I thought you meant the musical instrument, because I do.
No, like the actual band, like the
I
actual.
I do actually have a Hooter near me, but
the actual booby lady place with the hot wings and stuff.
I don't know. I know where there used to be one in Colorado, and it might still be there. It's like Kipling and Sixth Avenue. There was a Hooters, but
we went there once and only once. I've only been once, and I made sure to invite my sister, who is very. The one that put peanut butter on, she's very like uncomfortable around situations like this.
Sure,
like scantily dressed people.
I'm even uncomfortable in a Hooters, and
yeah,
it's
I don't like it.
You know, it's
great.
Just like the creepy factor of the Hooters. It's not even.
Yeah,
and the wings really aren't that good. There are way better wing places.
Oh, 100%. There are better wings out there for sure. In fact, the food was bad that day. It wasn't good. But the having my sister who was so freaking uncomfortable in there. And then not really realizing it until we were there, just how uncomfortable she was going to be. That's my memory of Hooters. So well done, Hooters. That's all I think about. My uncomfortable sister and your mediocre wings. Congratulations.
Your mediocre, borderline mediocre wings. Yeah. No, I was thinking of the Hooter, the musical instrument, because that's where the band, the Hooters, former backup band for Cyndi Lauper, got their name, because they have a melodica? What is it?
I don't know.
Anyway, I've got one over here.
Oh, that's nice. It's called a Hooter, though.
It's called a Hooter.
Okay.
Want to see my Hooter?
Yeah, show me your left Hooter. I actually do want to see this thing, because I can't picture it. I'll bet I see it and know, but I can't tell by description.
Exactly. Once you see it, you won't be able to unsee my Hooter, Scott.
All right.
That is the thing.
Yeah. Big old nipple. Oh. Ow! Yeah. Is it playing? I don't hear it.
It's me. You're not hearing it?
No. Do it again. Nope, not at all. Discord must cut it out.
Wow.
Yeah, not a peep. Yeah, chat can't hear it. It's noise gate. Oh, there you go. Kind of. I sort of pick it up. Weird. It's barely, like, once in a while, a little piece will come out.
Crazy. Wow. Twitch really is like, kind of messed that up.
Or Discord, you mean. Yeah.
Or Discord.
Yeah, it's not right. Twitch.
Yeah.
Well, there you go then.
I was playing a note for note perfect version of the intro to the song "And We Danced" by the Hooters.
Oh, I could tell. I could tell even just looking. The movements you were making.
Like a wave on the ocean's romance. We were alive and love and we danced.
Did they play the Hooter in the band though?
Yeah, that's okay. The song begins with the sound of a Hooter.
I guess I always thought that was I thought that was a harmonica or something, I guess.
No. Very similar, because it is a a blowing through like a reed style instrument.
Yeah, it's a blow hole. You're blowing through your hole. We're going to do something different without Steven, because he's ill is the point, and we're doing this.
Send and receive email.
We're going to do an email list here, some stuff I just wanted to catch up on from our listeners.
Yeah.
We got this one from, I didn't get the name. Poop. Why I didn't get the name, I don't know. Must not have been in their email.
Right.
It says, Scott and Brian, greetings programs. This is not
greetings
Dan.
Programs. Are you sure that's not?
It's definitely not Dan.
Is it Dan Patrice?
No. I would love it if it was him. It'd be great if we could see him. But anyway, it says, greetings programs. My wife and I are arriving in Vegas early, and the link from the Viva TMS Vegas will not allow me to choose Sunday 4/24 as an arrival date.
Yeah.
Is there a promo code that can be used along with booking the plaza? Just wondering before I call them. So why is that? What's the deal there?
It's not the range. We don't get discounts on Sundays. So the only days they give us a discount is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, gotcha.
But, so yeah, just call. And If I learned one thing from dinner with Bernadette from the Plaza on Saturday, is that this is not a typical Vegas casino group. Like, I would be pushed through like 18 different people to get this get these codes and stuff like that. It would be, you know, be so much paperwork and red tape. This is like a little close-knit family, the people who run and work at the Plaza. So
yeah,
just call them and say, hey, I'm coming in for TMS Vegas. Give them the code that's on the website, vivatmsvegas.com, and they'll get you discounts for those other days. And guess what? Sunday is going to be cheap too, because it's a it's not a prime night. So
right,
you'll get a discount. I might actually be switching my trip to be Sunday as well. I was going to be coming in Monday, but I might do Sunday, because if we're doing a potential game show thing there, I need a couple days to prep.
So this
we'll
may,
see. I mean,
this,
that's all questions.
This may still happen, eh? The game show thing?
It may still happen. It really depends on who else is coming out. Mm. So
gotcha. Well, you could, even in the worst case, you could do a more simplified one in one of the spaces we're going to be in, right? Like, it
I could easily do that. Yeah, I mean, and you know me, I like to do things. I like to do things big, Scott. I like them big.
He's bigger, go home. That's what Brian does. Sometimes he'll go to a thing. It's not big, and he'll just go home.
Yeah, I will. It'll be, oh, this is not big, and those are my options. My two options are go big or go home.
Yeah, he goes, every movie he goes to see, he's going to see Tom Hanks in Big, but when it's not big, he goes home.
That's right, just go home.
Is this big?
Is this too early to watch Big?
Yeah, and then he just leaves. That's how he works, so expect Big.
Yes. Red Fraggle, there will be somebody, Red Fraggle, not somebody, Amy in the chat room is asking, do we have a schedule or an itinerary for TMS Vegas? Yes, there will be one. I will tell you that there will be stuff going on. There's a, we're going to have a very casual reception as people are arriving on Monday night. So it's not like a be here at 6 or you won't get in kind of thing. And then there will be things on Tuesday and Wednesday, both right before and after dinner breaks,
right, which would be great. So, and also, I have an announcement about my time in Vegas.
Yeah.
Given current low rates of COVID, I will hug anyone that wants one.
Ooh, no matter how sweaty.
Don't care, because I know it's not passed through sweat, and it's not passed through anything but air. So.
Exactly.
You hold your breath while I hug you, whatever. If you want a hug is what I'm saying, you're getting one. All right?
Yeah.
Even if it means I'm squeezing a toot out of you, I'm doing it. Get ready.
Same here. Hugs aplenty. I'll even hug you, Scott.
Yeah, I'll hug Brian. No problem. I didn't get vaxxed and boosted for nothing. I'm ready to hug.
Right. I specifically got vaxxed and boosted so I could hug Scott.
That's right.
The whole reason.
Whole purpose of this entire ordeal was so that I could hug another man. All right. Here's
a non-awkward way.
Yes, of course. Here's an email from Ender with two R's.
Ender, yeah. I know Ender.
Yeah, he's cool. Hey, Star-Lord and Bug, getting caught up on TMS and the Guardians of the Galaxy ride in Walt Disney World is not a mission breakout repeat.
Right.
It's a whole Flarkin Xandar Pavilion opening in Epcot.
Oh, dude, this I wish, like, this is something I'm also super excited about.
Yeah, he says, with a NovaCore ship right out front of the, with a museum, and a museum in it. So there's a ship outside, museum inside. It opens on 5:30. That is to say May 30th. And I'll be there for 2 weeks, or I'll be there 2 weeks later. Since Guardians of the Galaxy is my favorite Marvel property, the opening just hit a few hours ago. I am so freaking excited. One day I'll make it out to the East Coast and see Avengers Campus. Is it too early?
He means West Coast.
He means West Coast. You're already used to
it. He means West Coast. Yeah.
Is it too early to get a robot warp? Wrap. Sorry. wait, what is the robot wrap? Do we do something with robot wraps?
So Star-Lord and Bug, brilliant Guardians of the Galaxy reference. Obviously, everybody knows Star-Lord.
Yeah. Ooh,
but Bug is the character that was introduced in the Micronauts, was not a Hasbro property, and so they've moved him into the Guardians of the Galaxy universe, which is great.
I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought that was Bug a one-off.
Bug was like the Micronauts answer to Nightcrawler.
Yeah. Hold on, Mike. I'm going to look at him again.
Yeah.
I had all
green
these, too.
With little...
Let's see. Bug on Micronauts.
Antenna and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a full-on member of the Marvel. Yeah. He's Marvel Universe now, baby.
He is. Yep. No, I am so excited to hear about, like, there are two things in Florida that I'm super excited about. Someday, maybe I'll get to do this Star Wars Stratacruiser hotel experience thing, but not at whatever ridiculous price it is now.
Reviews have been off the charts for that thing. People love it. I still don't think it's worth the money,
what we thought. Like, when they were initially showing it, people are like, oh, this thing looks so cheesy and lame. Mm-hmm. But
no, apparently it's amazing. Some writer I always follow for reviews on The Verge went, and he said it's just like, it's Westworld. They are completely immersed. There's no pretending like you're even as far, like, even bringing your luggage to the thing after you've gone through some sort of airlock landing thing.
Right. Yes.
They're like, they don't go, okay, and does your name, they don't talk to you like normal people. It's all aliens, or even if they're humanoid. That sounds so cool. One day I will be doing that. Somehow, some way.
But not at the current price, for sure.
No.
But then the other thing I'm excited about is the Guardians of the Galaxy thing. Yeah, Guardians is one of my favorite Marvel. It's certainly been two of my favorite movies have been the Guardians of the Galaxy's movies. So,
were you into the comics before all that? Like, was not really.
No, did not know. The only character I knew was Drax. Well, Ronan as well, but he's the bad guy. But Drax, right. I knew from Drax the Destroyer and you know, like Thanos and Eternals stuff. Drax is in humans and stuff like that. Drax is a major contender there. Right. Never heard of Star-Lord or Gamora or Rocket Raccoon or Groot before the movies.
I knew about them. I just assumed it was bad 70s garbage. And I was wrong. And there's some really good comics around it, too. So. Mm-hmm. Worth checking out. Do you see the new? Do you see the Morbius trailer today? The new one that just dropped?
Oh, there's a new one dropped today. No,
yeah.
That's still look. They're still on track for that thing coming out April 1st.
Yeah, it looked kind of rad. It looks cool. I mean, I can't speak to the movie's plot or anything, but the action looked really good. So you should check that out when we're done here.
I will. I totally will.
Morning Boys says Jay. He is a.k.a. Efink G4 in the chat when we see him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Morning, boys. After hearing about the spam calls, I went and checked my phone. We were talking about spam the other day.
Oh, right. The
the uptick.
Conservative spam that we keep getting. Hey, want to see Trump's first tweet on Truth Social?
Yeah. That got delayed again, right? That thing.
Oh, did it? Did they like pull it to fix the bugs?
I think so. Something got delayed.
The fact that everybody's information was hackable and exposed to the world.
I don't know if that was it or if it was some other reason. Because all those things tend to get hacked real fast. Oh, it would open and then crashed? Jeannie, why did you install that thing? You don't want that.
No, I'm sure she didn't. I think she read the news.
Oh, well, it's full of weirdos. Anyway, he says he checked his phone. I have T-Mobile, and they have a nice Spam Shield app. It's called Scam Shield, and it works. In the last 30 days, it blocked 38 calls. My phone doesn't ring. It just gives me notification that it has a blocked call. For text, I think Google Messages app blocks spam automatically. When I go to the spam and blocked section in that app, I see those political and retail store spam messages. It's worth finding the setting or a good app that will block these calls for you. You can just reply with the eight with the number eight followed by some equal signs and the letter D, like a penis, say.
Exactly.
Love the show though, Jay, aka Efink G4. Well, you know, look, I've my phone mostly does this. Like calls, I never get spam calls, and if I do, it always says spam risk, don't answer.
Right.
But in my messages, I only get this one, so I don't know how to change it.
Yeah, that's same with me. The calls, it blocks beautifully, but the text messages, it doesn't, and so I got to figure out why that is.
Yeah, so anyway, there's that. Thank you for the email, Jay. And if you get any spam messages, you know, be like Jay. Just put them where they belong. Put them in their place.
Put them where F-spam. The texts don't shine is what we...
Damn straight.
What we say.
Time for mashup. It's Monday. Yeah, that's right. Jamie made a mashup and you're all forced to listen to it whether you like it or not. This one is called Pine Fresh. Okay. Pine Fresh. Don't remember anything about it. So here it is. Secret wiener date.
Undeniably massive butt plug.
Ooh, those two are not related. Gender reveal truck nuts.
Or that one.
Ugh. Dead by, no, not Dead by Daylight. Deadlight, day, hey, night.
No time to die by deadlight.
I can't remember the name of the damn game.
Your clothes, give them to me.
Give
now.
Them to me now. Your boots, your jacket. What does he actually say?
Your clothes, give them to me now.
Why do I have boots in my head and
give
Arnold?
Give me your pants and boots and boots and pants.
She's with One Direction kid now, isn't she?
Is that where she went?
Zayn or Nile or something.
I think you're right.
Harry
yeah.
Styles, that's it. Olivia Wilde is with Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah. He's with Harry Styles and his watermelon song. Okay, great.
Watermelon sugar.
Sugar. I'm talking about a vagina.
She looks at me and she says, I'm not asking for money. All right.
I'm looking for a hand job. Can you right. do this?
But I would rather have more wiener than bun
yeah.
than more bun than wiener.
That's and, a good point.
How bad does it smell in that vehicle that he needs 6 air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror?
What the frick? That's the concert I told you about where Ozzy just sat in his chair and didn't do anything.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. Second concert I saw.
I am sitting down, not going to get up for you clowns.
Okay.
Bill Medley and
Frank,
who was the other righteous
Gorshin.
Brother? Shoot, can't remember.
Jeremy Pie Liquor. Nope.
Jeremy Pie Liquor.
Jeremy Pie exactly. Oh my God, if that's
like,
on the border of going the wrong direction there.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I know you thought it sounded innocent, but
yeah. What science would Claire yeah. call in about? What do you think that would be?
Proof. Alcohol proof discussion. Like,
what
yeah. makes something 90 proof?
Yeah.
How drunk can one get in a bathtub of gin?
You guys ready for a double dose of Randy Jordan today?
A Randy Oreo cookie.
Yeah. We're the meat. He's the bread.
I don't know what kind of Oreos you're buying, but don't buy those anymore. I think your Oreo just might be a plain old sandwich, Scott.
I don't think I feel well.
There you go.
That's what he said in the car.
Yeah, I don't
There's
feel well.
There's too many air fresheners. I'm going to be sick. It smells like somebody farted a pine tree in here, He-Man.
For some reason, Skeletor's come up on like 4 other shows this last couple
yeah,
of weeks.
Yeah, there's just something magical about someone trying to be so menacing, but has that voice.
Nah, he's just the best. He's the worst and
hey
the best.
Man, you old poop.
You old
I can hear
poop.
The loons singing.
I don't feel so well.
He's amazing. All right, we're going to take
way,
our... Yeah,
I
go
bought,
ahead.
I ordered my... like, I bought my Switch download for Pokemon Arceus for,
oh,
the,
yeah.
for the flight tomorrow, so
yeah.
we can download. I got an email saying this purchase comes with a download code for 30 heavy balls.
Oh. Mm. Ooh, heavy balls.
Heavy balls.
That's 15 yes. men right there.
It's like 15 large men.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, unless you're, I don't know, who yeah. who has, unless you're Lance Armstrong.
Armstrong.
He's, it'd be 29 big balls.
That's right.
That's terrible. All right. Hey, look at this. We got some schedule stuff to announce or to make clear today.
Yeah.
Because Dunaway is busy with a funeral today, no Play Retro today. But tomorrow at the same time as normal, 3:30 Mountain, we'll be here. Okay. In fact, it'll probably be Tuesdays for a while because we're trying to give a wide berth to ANTP on Mondays. So as a result, I think we're moving to Tuesdays for a bit. We did this with Boop a while back as well. But normal time tomorrow, 3:30 Mountain time, right here at frogpants.tv. Play Retro. We are doing a retrospective on all things Bomberman, including the greatest Bomberman game made of all time, which happened to be on the Saturn, a console hardly anyone bought. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll learn more about why that is and what that is and why you might be wanting, in a modern sense, be playing a little game called Bomb Slinger, which is my favorite knockoff. We'll talk about knockoffs, too. We have all kinds of stuff to say about Bomberman, so check that out. That'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, TMS will be co-hosted by Mr. Justin Robert Young, joining us for a full Tuesday of co-hostiness. So we're excited
nice.
To have him back for that. And we'll do Film Sack this week when Brian gets home. So we'll be back
yeah.
to that.
Yeah. The movie Stealth with Jamie Foxx and Jessica Biel.
Yes, Stealth. Made by Roger Cohen. Hold on. Robert something Cohen, who made... not one of the Coen brothers. He made the first Fast and the Furious and that Bruce Lee movie, Dragon, and other stuff. So
and other stuff.
Triple X. Almost forgot.
I like other stuff.
Yeah, other stuff is good. Other stuff is good. Although why they kicked him out of the Fast and the Furious stuff, I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to do it anymore, but no one talks about that guy. He made it all. He started it all. Now we all talk about Justin Lin and those guys, and they're cool, but, you know, whatever. I told Justin I promised I wouldn't bring up any politics tomorrow, and he laughed and said, I'm going to go double politics on your ass or something. So
he's going to go politics is what he's going to do.
We'll see how it goes. Quick mention of some patrons. I want to thank Michael Bowen, Chris Wallachitis. Mm-hmm.
Wallachitis.
All right.
Sure.
And Alan Munson. He has a very easy name to say. The three of them are just a few of our many patrons, and we love them, and we love you for patronizing the show in that way. So go to patreon.com/TMS and contribute and find out what you can get as a bonus to you signing up. That's patreon.com/TMS. If you'd like to send us... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, well, yeah, I'll say it right now because we're still talking about Patreon.
Yeah.
So Michael Bone, Chris Wallachitis, and Alan Munson, all three of them are former department store mannequins that came to life because there was a full moon on the summer solstice.
Wow.
And now they are now they're human.
Wow. And, did we play a role in that then? Did we build this city so that they could be here?
We did. We built the city so they could ride, and nothing's going to stop us now.
Oh, good.
That's good. Where we're going from here, Scott. Anyway, how can people get a hold of us?
Here's how. TheMorningStream@gmail.com. TheMorningStream@gmail.com. Frogpants.com/TMS for everything else. That's it. Let's get out of here. You have a song. Let's play it.
I have a song. It's in my heart, and I'll bring it forth now. So we mentioned earlier that Bobby was celebrating your birthday today. Let's talk about that, because he is 38 years old, Bobby Booby Frankenbooger.
A geezer.
Geezer. Yeah. For as long as he can remember, they might be giants. So I'll just read it in his voice with the I's and me's. For as long as I can remember, They Might Be Giants has been in my top three favorite bands. I have a tradition on my birthday. I always listen to the TMBG song Older. It might be a long shot to assume that a cover exists of this song, but if anyone can find it, I'm sure it's Brian. If you can't find a cover of the song Older, then your favorite cover of any They Might Be Giants song would be great. Can we test the ship's birthday phasers?
Oh my gosh, we should play, we should do that. Here we go.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Bobby, I not only have one They Might Be Giants Older cover, I have three or four covers of that song. This is my favorite of them. This is from a 2011 tribute to Mink Carr, the album that that song came from. And people covering, you know, all the songs on that album, including a band called Nuclear Bubble Wrap with what is my favorite cover of the song Older by They Might Be Giants.
Nice. Brian, have a safe trip. Everybody else, you know what to do. Be here tomorrow. Let's do another show. Let's make it happen. Right. We'll see you then.
Older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Doesn't mean shit to me. Give me the paper.
Give me the paper.
Give me the paper.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.